All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Your daily dose of wisdom and motivation served with a side of real talk. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life, one powerful mindset shift at a time. Today, we're diving into something near and dear to my heart, productivity technique specifically designed for introverts. You know that feeling when everyone around you is buzzing with energy, bouncing off the walls, while you just want to curl up with a good book and recharge? Yeah, that's totally normal. Being an introvert isn't about being shy or antisocial, it's about gaining energy from solitude and finding power in quiet reflection. And guess what? The key to unlocking peak productivity as an introvert doesn't involve faking extroversion. It's about working with your natural tendencies, embracing those introverted strengths, and creating a system that fuels your creativity and focus. First things first, understand that deep work is your superpower. There's long stretches of uninterrupted focus where you can really dive into a project that's where the magic happens for us introverts. So, block out time in your schedule specifically for these deep work sessions. Treat them like sacred appointments and let those around you know not to disturb. Second, leverage the power of pre-planning. You know how sometimes those extroverted folks just wing it? Not us. We thrive on structure and preparation. Take some time each day or week to plan out your tasks, prioritize them, and break down larger projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. This way, you'll feel a sense of control and direction, which is crucial for staying focused and motivated. Third, embrace the beauty of silence. I know it sounds obvious, but seriously, give yourself permission to unplug from the constant noise and distractions. Take breaks in quiet spaces where you can recharge your batteries. Listen to calming music, meditate, or simply sit in peaceful contemplation. These moments of stillness will do wonders for your creativity and mental clarity. Fourth, recognize that collaboration doesn't always mean loud, energetic brainstorming sessions. Sometimes, a well-structured email exchange or a thoughtful one-on-one conversation can be just as productive and often more enjoyable for introverts. Don't be afraid to communicate your preferences and find collaborative styles that work best for you. Finally, remember that self-care is not selfish, it's essential. As introverts, we need to replenish our energy reserves regularly. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. When you take care of yourself, you'll have the energy and focus to tackle your tasks with passion and purpose. Ever feel like everyone expects you to be constantly on chatting, networking, brainstorming? As an introvert, I know that feeling all too well. It can be draining. But here's the thing, those bursts of social energy don't always lead to the best work. Think about a time when you were really engaged in a project, completely absorbed in your own world. Maybe it was writing an essay, working on a creative project, or even just solving a challenging puzzle. You probably felt most productive and fulfilled during those moments of focused solitude. That's because deep work, the kind that requires sustained attention and concentration, is where introverts truly shine. Imagine this. You're working on a big presentation for work. You could spend hours in a meeting, bouncing ideas off your colleagues, hoping for that one brilliant spark to ignite your creativity. Or you could take some time alone, delve into your research, and let those thoughts simmer. Most likely, you'd come up with a more insightful and well-structured presentation by working independently. So, how do you make this work in the real world? Think about your ideal workday. What are you most focused and productive? Schedule those deep work sessions during those peak hours, and guide them fiercely. Let your colleagues know when you need uninterrupted time, and communicate clearly when you're available for collaboration. Remember, being an introvert isn't a weakness, it's a unique strength. Embrace your introverted tendencies, leverage your strengths, and create a work environment that allows you to thrive. You got this. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review if you enjoyed today's episode, and share it with anyone who might benefit from these productivity tips. Until tomorrow, keep sharpening your edge and staying grounded in your awesomeness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.